It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison. Maurice, are you well?
Very well, thank you.
That's the way, mate. I saw some interesting news during the week. White Park could be used as a testing location.
Yeah, don't be alarmed to your listeners with this, but it's just something Council has put in place in case we have an outbreak of COVID-19. And White Park was done in association with the Local Emergency Management Committee and Council. That's an area that would suit if we had to, with an in-access and an out-access very easily to manoeuvre around.
In the same vein, could it also be used as a vaccination hub?
Look, it could be. We've certainly talked about having another vaccination hub, but it could be if it come to that stage. But at this stage, thank you again for the community and the residents, for the way we're behaving, and let's touch wood, we get through.
Yes, well, hopefully it doesn't come to all of that. Absolutely right. Now, what's the latest on the learning centres, please, mate?
Yeah, learning centres, nothing's much changed, only we do ask parents to please leave their children at home if possible. There is funding out there for those to waive the gap fees to provide relief for families keeping their children at home. But again, thank you to those parents that are trying and to keep their children at home. But it's very important that if you have to send your children in the need to be at childcare, it can be done for essential workers.
Okay. And finally, of course, there's been a bit of discussion regarding warbirds. Could you give us the latest on that, please, mate?
Yeah, the mayor and myself and the deputy mayor and the GM met up there last week with the construction crew, and as I said, there is some issues. We're certainly going to work through them. We had a briefing from Public Works yesterday, and they can guarantee that it's no loss to the ratepayers. There is compensation for every day that this is not opened. We will be compensated for it. But it's very interesting. I mean, we went out there yesterday. There's 3,120 tonnes of concrete in that hangar, about 80 metres by 40 metres. But and another thing, there was a lot of media around the steel, etc.
Yeah.
The steel was imported from China. That's the columns, trusses and lattice beams.
Right.
These components were manufactured in lengths that could be transported and bolted together on site. But it's also very important that locally sourced steel, colour bonds, sheetings, purlings and girts from the hangar and all the terminal building stuff was all local. It was all bought local, and many, many hours of local businesses, contractors, concreting, earthworks, electrical, plumbing and landscaping were all local contractors.
That is fantastic. So is there any estimate on when the work is meant to be completed given the current challenges?
Well, given the Public Works update yesterday, it's going to be about 8 weeks behind. So initially we were looking in mid-November. It could be mid-January. Our air show's in March, so we're still confident.
Yep.
But it's important to know that we will be getting compensated from the contractors.
All right, that is excellent news. And, of course, we'll keep up to date here on 981 2NM and on our local news page, 2NM.com.au. Mayor Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much for the update. You have a good week, mate.
Thank you very much.